One Family Fellowship, and DDR Ministries present Apostle David Robertson.
Guys, thank you all once again for joining in on this call on today. It has been a magnificent week so far. I mean, it's amazing how people continuously complain about how the rain is falling or how dry it was at one point in time, and we were having a drought, then all of a sudden we have an issue where the rain just continues to fall and continues to fall, and people are complaining about the rain. I want to let you know to stop complaining about something that you cannot change. There's nothing we can absolutely do about the weather, so you have to find something to love about the weather simply because God gives us a variety. Somebody needs that water, whether it be a fish or a bird, you know, it's needed. And I'm thankful to be in the land of the living. So before we go any further, let us begin to go thanking God and praising God for everything that He's already done. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for yet another opportunity, Lord, to be a vessel in your service, to be of use, Lord. I thank you for just watching over us and protecting us and keeping us and just keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to plant seeds in your people, Lord, to open the eyes of your people, to open the minds of your people. I just thank you for just being who you are in my life, Lord. And I ask you, O Heavenly Father, that I ask you to just continue to minister to us, that we may continue to minister to your people. Somebody's on this call today in need of a word. I mean, they are in such a need of a word right now today, Lord. They're at a breaking point in their lives, and their families are feeling the effect of their attitude. Their families are feeling the effect of their thinking. The families and the people around them are feeling the negativity that is not necessarily meant for them, but because it's being anchored by the devil himself, trying to break them through some other means, but whether it be through their jobs or through a regular current situation, something's happening in their life to where they feel like they're about to spiral out of control. And we pray, God, right now today that this word that's about to come forth for them, oh Father God, that it be for them and it gives them peace in the middle of their situation. It gives them a joy in the middle of their situation, Lord, and it gives them patience in the middle of their situation, Father God, because nothing is happening in our lives that you don't already know about, that you don't care about. You care about everything that happens with us. You care about our successes, and you care about our failures. And, Lord, I thank you for right now for this opportunity, Lord. So we ask that you would just touch these people, Lord, that are on this call today, whether it be one or a thousand, Lord. Bless them all and let this word meet them right where they are in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right. I sent out a few messages earlier, and I hope everybody got them, for us to take a look at the book of John, chapter number 15, verse number 20, well, verses 1 through 21. I'm not going to read all of it, but it's just some things in that particular passage of Scripture that just really struck me. But then that's not the only thing. It was just really only one verse actually that brought it all together for me, and it just kind of blew my mind when I saw it. And now we have a situation here where we've been studying pretty good all week, you know, where I have anyway, in regards to the name of Jesus. We've been talking about for his name's sake at our church, and we're realizing that everything is happening to us in our lives as people of God, not because of how good we are, not because of how bad we are, but because of the name of Jesus. And many times we get it confused, thinking that we can earn the blessings of God. We can earn certain things. We're not earning anything from God, because he says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. In other words, the gift. He's giving us what we are receiving based on his name. He's given everything that we are receiving based on his name. In other words, based on his reputation. This is the reason why God loves us. This is the reason why God blesses us. We cannot earn anything. We cannot work for anything that God is going to give us already. He's going to bless us because of his name. Now, there are some things that we can do that will disqualify us at some point in time based on the life that we live that will remove us from the blessing of God. But us following God and being in his will, automatically qualifies us to be blessed because we're living and we're walking and we're breathing through his name. His reputation is at stake. So what is in a name? And I begin to think about the name of Jesus. Man, I'm trying to tell you that we often hear people say that the church is under attack. But the truth of the matter is the name of Jesus is under attack. The name of Jesus is under attack, not just from the media, but it's under attack from people that say that they know him personally in the church. And don't get it twisted. I understand that there are some things that people go off to school or they read a book and they learn. And the people have a lot of dialogue about what's the real name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they try to devalue us using the name of Jesus because of the translations that happened during the periodical times when alphabets were being created from different languages. But I want to give you some peace right now today. I want to give you some peace right now today. Anyone that wants to sit up and argue about the name of Jesus and how the words and whatnot should be pronounced is somebody that does not definitely have one-on-one relationship with him. Simply because if you have one-on-one relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will come to know, you will come to find out, you will come to learn that education does not override the anointing. You will understand that education does not override relationship. When you have a relationship with God, you will know and you will understand that you don't have to argue with people about a name that you know for yourself has shown powerful in your life. I don't argue with people about the name of Jesus simply because, and I hope some of you are on this phone, I don't argue with them simply because I know what the name of Jesus has done for me. I know what I have seen happen at the name of Jesus. I know that I have seen people laid up in the hospital bed on life support, and I've called the name of Jesus and laid hands on them, and they got up. I know that I've seen people healed right here in the middle of our services through the laying on of hands and speaking the name of Jesus. I know that I have seen demons leave people out of their bodies and out of their lives from everything else just at the name of Jesus. So if I go off trying to use a name that I've been educated on and not one that I have built a relationship with, then I'm just doing something in vain. So the name of Jesus is under attack simply because there is power in the name of Jesus. There's joy in the name of Jesus. There is peace in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. Everything that we have as the body of Christ, as people of God, because of the name of Jesus, and it's all done for his name's sake. It's done for his name's sake. Now, pay attention in the book of John. When it's talking about all of the things in the book of John, chapter number 15, it's talking about Jesus being the true vine. But what blew my mind is some of the things that I began to read, I believe it's in verse number 18, it says, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
You're listening to Apostle
Robertson. If you were of the world, then the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. This was verse 20. It says, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep your sayings. But all of this, listen here now, but all of these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know him. They know not him that sent me. So I need to plug this for somebody. You got to stop complaining about things happening on your job or things happening in your life personally because you think somebody's doing something to you because you're black, or you think somebody's doing something to you because you're new on the job, or you think somebody's doing something to you because you're short, or for whatever reason you think somebody's picking on you. You're picking out the wrong reasons why they are doing the things they're doing to you. They're doing the things that they are doing to you for the namesake sake of Jesus Christ. In other words, you're being persecuted and ridiculed in the world by worldly people, not because they know what they're doing, but the spirit within inside of them recognizes the spirit inside of you, and it does not have power or control over you. So what it does is it tries to deceive you into thinking that you're being picked out to be picked on, but not really realizing you've just been chosen because you are anointed, you are appointed for that situation, and the enemy is trying to pull you out of who you are in Christ in order to get you to respond the way you are in the person. Understand that, and when you are at work or when you're at school or wherever you are, that you are away from the home and you feel yourself being ostracized and criticized, the enemy is trying to put a spirit of depression upon you, is trying to break you down from the inside out. Therefore, that's the only way that that spirit can infiltrate your house, and you carry that thing back home with you. Your husband feels the effect of it. Your wife feels the effect of it. Your children feels the effect of it. Your church family feels the effect of it. Everybody you come in contact with will feel the effect of the toxic mess that you allow to come into your spirit through dealing with people on the outside that don't know what you're all about. So when you put it into perspective and you start realizing and paying attention that I am under attack because of the name of Jesus, yes, I am being blessed because of the name of Jesus. That's what we all want to hear. That's what we all want to live. We want to live in the blessings of God, but none of us want to live in the persecutions and all the trouble that Jesus had to endure. He says, yes, you will be crucified. You will be persecuted for my name's sake. You will be talked about for my name's sake. You will be used for my name's sake. So in other words, you can't blame the people, but then you have to look at the spirit that you carry that says I am a child of God, that warrants all of the demonic attacks that are trying to come upon you. And so then are you ready to say you're ready to quit? Or do you want to say, now that I see you, devil, I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're trying to break me down with. I know you see Jesus all over me. So greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So throw every rock, throw every stone that you have, because I know that it's greater that is in me. Jesus is in me, and you're only attacking me because you are afraid of who I am. So now we're talking about the spirit of fear. So the enemy attacks, and he uses certain things to pull us out of who we are because of the name of Jesus. He does not want us to have the name. He does not want us to use the name. He does not want us to speak the name. He does not want us to recognize who the name belongs to, how much power the name has. He doesn't want us to see that. But then if you got to think about these things, this is one reason why he doesn't want this to happen in Acts chapter number 4, verse number 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given unto men whereby men must be saved. Understand that the name of Jesus is the only name that's going to save you. The name of Jesus is the only name that's going to fix everything in your life. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 9 through 11 says, wherefore God Almighty has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that is the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow, of the things in heaven and of the things in the earth and the things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is the reason why he doesn't want you to use the name, because he has to bow to that name. Now think about this 1 minute real quick. When we start talking about everything happening for his name's sake, all of the problems you go through for his name's sake, all of the situations you go through for his name's sake, there comes a time in your life when you start going through certain things that you have to go through a pruning period. And all of a sudden, when you're going through a pruning period, that's what's happening in your life. When you're going through trouble, when you're going through problems, and it seems like everything is going the wrong way, and you're being attacked for the name's sake of Jesus Christ, and now all of a sudden you're being pruned. It says, why, God, do I have to be pruned? Why do these things hurt me so bad? If I'm going through these things for your name's sake, it seems like something just ought to get better. But God began to show me something real good today. He told me, he said, listen, he said, the loudest person in the crowd, the most aggressive person at times in the crowd, that speaks the most, that speaks the loudest, that's always talking more than anybody else, is more than likely the weakest one. It's the one that has no power. The one that's doing the most talking is the one that has the least power. I said, God, what are you trying to tell me? He to think about it. Your fears and your problems are speaking loudly. Your fears, your problems, and your issues are speaking loudly. All of the things that's negative in your life, that's what the people see. All of the things that's happening wrong in your life, that's what the people see. They are speaking loudly, loudly, loudly. Why are they speaking loudly? Because they want to take the attention off the fact that they're weak. They want to take the attention off the fact that they are afraid. They want to take the attention off the fact that they are powerless. So if I can scare you into these things, if I can scare you into scaring yourself, if I can scare you into defeating yourself, if I can scare you into manipulating yourself, if I can scare you into talking yourself out of taking a leap of faith, if I can scare you into doing the things that you always used to do, if I can scare you from following Jesus Christ, then my battle is not as bad as it needs to be. I don't have to fight you. You will have to fight yourself. See, this is the reason why your problems are so loud. This is the reason why situations are so messed up. Simply because problems and situations, the devil knows that they have no power, they have no root. But God says, this is what I'm pruning. He said, yes, you have the right to be bitter for what happened to you. Yes, you have the right to be angry for what happened to you. Yes, you have the right to be depressed for what happened to you. He said, but I am pruning out bitterness and I'm putting in joy. I'm pruning out this unhappiness and I'm putting in happiness. I'm pruning out this depression and I'm putting in joy. I'm pruning out this bitterness and I'm making you better. I am pruning out all of these things that are unlike you. I'm pruning out all of this hate and I'm replacing it with love. And he says, so once all of the loud things are out of the way, then you can see the sure seed of what God has planted on you on the inside. And he gave these things to you not because we've done anything so good, but he gave them to us for his namesake. In other words, I'm going to prosper you for my namesake. I'm going to bless you for my namesake. I'm going to heal you for my namesake. I'm going to deliver you for my namesake. I'm going to do everything I'm going to do for you for my namesake. But you're going to suffer for my namesake. You're going to hurt for my namesake. You're going to cry for my namesake. You're going to be persecuted for my namesake. All of these things must happen when you carry the name of Jesus. And there is power in the name of Jesus, not to just break every chain, but there's power in the name of Jesus to keep chains from even forming. There's power in the name of Jesus to where when the devil knows that who he's dealing with, he will tuck tail and run and go the other way. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he will flee far away from you for his name's sake, people of God. For his name's sake, everything is happening for the name of Jesus Christ. The people are trying to, the devil trying to destroy the church based on the name of Jesus Christ. This is why you have a separation in the church where you have people that don't know what they're calling. And when you don't know what they're calling, it's because you do not have relationship with him. Don't let anybody come into your life just because they picked up a book and turn everything that you know about Jesus Christ into something that you've been taught about Jesus Christ. Now, if God moves that way in your life to where you know other names, because there are other names that he can't be called, like El Shaddai. There are other names that he can be called, like Jehovah Tiskanu. There are other names that he can be called, like Jehovah Rapha. But you got to get to know that personality and that name that you're calling on. You can't go through it just through the formality just because somebody told you this is what to say. But I know one thing for me, that the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he works for me, and I don't have to defend that to anybody. So I'm giving my all, not for my name, but for his name's sake. I pray that you have been blessed on today through this word, through this message, and I know I pray, God, that it reached somebody that it was at the brink or at the point of giving up. Now you know that it is not an attack against you. It's an attack against your spirit. It's an attack against the name of Jesus, because that's why the devil tries to hold your tongue when you're going through, because you can't call on his name for some reason. If you've ever had a dream and you felt like you were being pressed down and you were being pressed by demons in your dream and you got ready to call on the name of Jesus some kind of way, something grabbed your mouth and it kept you from calling that name, if that does not tell you that the devil is afraid of that name, you let people talk to you out of calling on the name of Jesus if you want to. If you can tell them, if they can talk you out of calling on his name, they can talk you out of being blessed, they can talk you out of being delivered, they can talk you out of being set free, they can talk you into being a crackhead, they can talk you into being an alcoholic, they can talk you into any other kind of mess. But if you ever let them talk you out of the name of Jesus, you might as well roll over, because at name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For his name's sake, everything happens for my good, but for his glory. I pray you've been blessed on today. I pray you've been blessed on today. I pray that this message has reached you where you are, today and the joy of the Lord. I speak the joy of the Lord. I speak the joy of the Lord. You are being renewed right now in the name of Jesus. You are being renewed right now in the name of Jesus. Scales are falling off all off of your brain right now. Your mind is being uncluttered right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak it right now. What's happening as the tears are flowing down your face, forgiveness has already been given because God has already placed people in your life that understand what you were going through before you recognized what you were going through. So now you just thank God that people did not hold it against you because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The Bible says demons tremble at the name of Jesus. No wonder they're trying to get you not to learn his name, not to call his name, not to speak his name. I just tell you that sometimes throughout the day, if you got Facebook or whatever social media site you have, just put Jesus in the timeline and just leave it at that. Don't hashtag it. Just put Jesus there and let the world see that the name of Jesus is still powerful and it is still strong. Oh, it is still powerful and it's still strong. So I give God the glory. I give him the praise. I got to stop before I get started again because there's something about that name that gets me rolling, that gets me started because I know that there's peace in his name. There's joy in his name. There's happiness in his name. There's understanding in his name. And sometimes I may not come out of my situation, but if I can call on the name of Jesus and I realize, Lord, I'm going through this for your name's sake, and you're pleased with me, oh God. I'm not complaining, God, but if you're going to let me go through it, I thank you for giving me a name, and you telling me that you would never leave me nor forsake me. I'm not by myself. I'm going through this, Lord, with the name of Jesus all over my chest and all in my heart, and I thank you, God. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. Oh, my God. If there's anybody out here right now today, if this message has met you and if it has blessed your heart, if you felt those chains breaking and you felt that weight off your shoulders at this message, I know somebody needs to hear from you. So you can start something. You can star 6 your phone if you have something that you would like to add, or if you just want to give God glory and praise for being set free on this phone right now today. You can go ahead and star 6 your phone if this message has met you and let us know you're out here today.
You're listening to Apostle Robertson of DDR Ministries and One Family Fellowship.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for yet another opportunity to lift up your name and to give you honor, glory, and praise. We pray for somebody out here right now today, Lord, that has been going through. And, oh God, we thank you for the joy that has been restored in their lives right now. We thank you, God, for just the power that you have in your name as demons run right now, as demons of fear run right now. As demons of depression run right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the breakthrough that somebody's receiving right now, for the smile that is being put back on their faces, oh, God, because now they have an understanding that they're not just being attacked just because somebody wants to pick on them, but, God, they have been chosen, they've been selected, and they have been pointed out as a threat in the kingdom. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for not allowing us just to be people that just pass by and have easy lives, God, but we thank you for choosing us, oh, God, and to give us this burden that we can walk, Lord, and we know that we carry the name of Jesus on our shoulders, that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. God, we thank you for the boldness that is being put into your saints right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the humility that is being encouraged in your saints right now. Thank you, God, for the opportunities that you've given us, oh God, to show your glory, to show your love, and to show your face to all the people that may never come to know you. Thank you, oh God. Somebody don't know God. We are the only Bible some people they will ever read. So if they're reading the book of David Robertson, oh God, I pray, God, that they see something in there that is relevant to their lives, oh God. If they're reading the book of Tanisha, whoever she is, God, I pray, God, that they're reading something, Father God, that will help change their lives. If they're reading the book of Ellen, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that they see something about Jesus Christ in their life. If they're reading the book of Cordero, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that if they're reading something. If they're reading the book of Rhonda, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that they're reading something that will change. change their life. Oh, God, we thank you. If they're reading the book of John or Tamika, in the name of Jesus, something will be shifted, something will be changed. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray, and I pray somebody's been blessed on today. We give God the glory. Hallelujah, and amen, I pray that you have been blessed. Doesn't seem like many people have any, they can't either, they can't get in or they don't want to get in, but that's okay. And I pray that you hear me, and I know God is here. God is here. God is here. God bless you. God bless you. And God keep you. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Who gives a love straight from above?